if we cut out the headlines of an article or something.
William Lee is the brother of I can't keep these names straight in my mind, but of the Lee that was sent up for murder in one of the Chinatown situations.
Uh-huh.
And you may have noticed that Rayal, a reporter named Rayal, wrote a series in the Examiner several months ago which said that
testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
We're up here to laugh. Thank you. Thank you.
Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Bang! 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 Maybe what I wanted to say, Patricia, I just wanted to be sure that you know something. The reason that I asked you about telephone things is because I wanted to be sure that you knew that you weren't going to get in trouble for what you told me the other day. No, you won't get in trouble for that. That's what I wanted to tell you. Because I thought maybe you were being a little bit worried about it. I just wanted to be sure that you knew that you didn't do anything. You know why? Because Father loves you. He won't let you have any trouble by anything at all like that.
Ricardo's in trouble.
Ricardo's in trouble? Why? Because why?
You know why?
You know why?
I'm tired.
Nobody's listening to
me. He was doing
it. He was doing what? What was he doing to you? Messing with you? Did Ricardo do it like Paul did it? He did. Did they both do it the same way? What? I can't hear you.
No.
They did it different?
No, I'm already waiting. Wait, shut up. Go up here.
You know what?
The end
is around the Trisha? I'm not even sure I know what messing around really means.
Oh! Well, you better not do that.
He tried to sit
down with Clark. I don't know. Well, no, he already tried.
Ricardo did one thing, and Clark did another one. Well, what does messing around mean?
Trisha,
you don't need to be upset about it. You didn't do anything wrong, did you?
No.
Okay, don't be worried about it. Father's not going to be upset. They won't marry. What's the matter?
No, that's all right.
What are you scared of?
Yeah, but wait a minute.
What are you scared of, sweetheart? At what? What are you scared of?
I'm getting murdered.
That you're going to get what?
I'm getting murdered.
I can't understand what you're saying. What are you afraid of?
I'm scared of a monster.
You're afraid of a monster? What kind of a monster?
The other man's gone.
What do you think the monster might do?
He's gonna eat me up.
Yeah. What did you think of that? Huh? What made you think of a monster? That worked. Monsters are just playthings, you know that? There aren't really
what
any monsters.
What?
There aren't really any monsters. Did you know that? Did you think monsters were real? Yeah. They're just something they write stories about and make movies about just to scare little children. But monsters don't really exist. You know that?
No.
You never called about monsters before. What's making you cry about a monster now?
I don't know about them.
Because you know about them? Who told you about monsters?
I've been dreaming about
it. You dreamed about one? When did you dream about a monster?
When I was out in the then I went to sleep and I thought a monster came in that I was dreaming.
You thought a monster came in then?
When I was out of the house, I was to sleep. I thought about the guy, and that's why I was screaming.
You were screaming in your sleep? Because a monster came?
I thought a monster came.
Were you alone?
Yeah. I was in the living room all by myself.
Mm-hmm. Who really came in? It wasn't the monster, was it? Who really came in?
Anita.
Yes. She's no monster, is she?
No. I heard somebody's thumping.
You what?
I heard somebody's thumping on the ground. That's why I was screaming about my mommy.
Was it somebody upstairs that was really bouncing?
Yeah.
It wasn't anybody where you were, was it? So you didn't have to worry, did you? You know what?
No.
Every time little children think there's a monster, it's really something else happening. Like sometimes it's somebody that they didn't expect to be there.
I want to go sit in the balcony.
Let's stay right here, Hart, for now.
Right,
I'm not comfortable right here. We're okay right here.
Yeah, up there.
Yeah. Why, is that better than right here? Why?
Because
why? You just like to move around? You think the monsters will go away if we move up there? You know what? We don't have to move to get away from the monster because there isn't any monster. You know, don't you?
Yeah.
Was there something else that scared you?
No.
Well, it scared you a little bit when Paul came in, didn't it? What did you think when Paul came in?
Mm-hmm.
You want to look at that?
Yeah.
Looks like a salt shaker, doesn't it? What did you think when Paul came in? Don't see it. No, no, no.
I did it.
Okay. What did you think when Paul came in? Because I think maybe that's what frightened you. Don't play with it.
I'm putting salt on pepper.
It just looks like a salt shaker. It's not really a salt shaker. Trish, I'd like to talk about what happened. I think you've been worrying about it. You don't need to worry. You don't need to worry about anything. It's all right. There's nothing wrong. What? What? You want to hold my arm? You want the book? You want to pretend that somebody else and tell them what frightened you? Okay, I want you to do that. Pretend that's the Grinch. Tell the Grinch what really frightened you. Isn't that screwed, Trisha?
I'm not doing it that way.
Well, leave it alone. It doesn't need to be screwed. Okay. Nothing. We're just talking about something. We'll tell you later.
Yeah.
Put on the mat.
That's the glitch.
Do you want to tell the Grinch What Paul did?
Killed.
I don't know. You didn't exactly tell me. You said he messed with you, didn't you?
Paul messed with me.
He did? What did he do? He put his hands on you?
I like him. You have a boyfriend.
I don't know his name.
His name is Anthony.
Anthony.
He's my boyfriend.
You got a lot of boyfriends. I'll tell you.
I know.
Is that what Paul did? Did he lick your fingers?
No, he didn't. You're just kidding.
No, he got on top of me.
He got on top of you?
Yes, that's what he did, isn't it?
And then what did he do when he got on top of you?
I'm going to never go back and clean it now.
Why, honey? Because you told me that?
I said I didn't say that.
You're not? Why? Don't worry, it's all right. It's all right. What's the matter, sweetheart? What are you thinking about? Let's talk about it, and then we can make it all right.
I'm never going to see that.
You won't be able to? Why? Because you told me, you mean? Don't worry about that. I won't tell Anita that you told me. I won't tell her, honey. I promise I won't tell her. We'll get it all worked out. That's why it's good if you tell me. Remember I said that Paul needs some help? Like we all do, and Paul hasn't been here with Father, has he? We'll get it worked out, don't worry. Of course you're going to see Anita. Don't you want to?
I won't tell her.
No, I promise I won't tell her. I promise I won't tell her. You did the right thing. You didn't even really tell me yourself, did you? You didn't do anything wrong. Don't you want to go back?
Yeah.
I thought you did.
But they want me to go back.
Who wants you to go back?
Nobody. No, they won't let me.
Who won't let you?
You.
Haven't I always said you could go with Anita? Every time she asked to visit with you, I said she could, didn't I? So did she tell you that I wouldn't let you visit with her? Tricia, did Anita tell you that I wouldn't let you visit with her? She didn't tell you that, did she?
No.
Was it not true? Every time she asks.
I go up there.
Every time she asks, up where? Why? How come? You got something you want to tell me up there? What would you like to tell me up there? Something important? All right, let's go up there and then you can tell me whatever you want to. Well, did you hear me say I would? Do you believe me? Okay. Then that's taken care of, isn't it? Paul must have. It worried you what Paul did, didn't it?
No.
It didn't? Well, who did it worry? Who did it worry? It worried somebody. I needed Mr. Bell, didn't she? Come here. Come on.
Something.
No. No. Don't cry. Come here. Come here. You know what I want you to do? I want you to tell me just exactly what Paul did. And then once you tell me, we won't have to talk about it again unless you want to.
Paul got on top of me.
Mm-hmm. And he messed with you? Did he put his hands on you? What? Say yes or no. Where did he put his hands?
On my legs.
Mm-hmm. Did he put his hands on your crotch?
No.
He didn't.
No, he didn't.
Okay, I believe you. Where on your legs did he put his hands?
He put it right here.
Where is that?
Right here.
How, what would you call it? Oh, he did put it in your crotch, huh? That's okay, honey. You didn't do anything wrong. That's all right. You don't need to worry.
Yeah.
Paul's not... What? Yes, what? Yes, what?
Yes.
Yes, what?
No.
No? I don't know what you're saying yes about.
About...
You can tell me. Say it real clear so I know, so I don't have to guess.
Which?
I mean, which? What do you call that?
Crotch.
Is that where he put his hands? Because first you said he didn't put them in.
He did.
Don't lie on him. Be sure you tell me the truth.
He did.
Paul's not a bad boy, is he? Okay, we don't need to worry about that. Come here. Come here. I want to give you a hug.
I don't have to worry about anything.
You what?
I'm in trouble.
What's wrong?
Yeah?
For telling me that you're... No, sweetheart, you're not going to get in trouble for that. You don't need to worry about that at all.
Okay.
No, that's all right. Don't you worry about anything.
Caesar not long ago, Santa Barbara, a few weeks ago, and he looks like somebody who just not like Jim Keeps on the move all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know, just they feel sort of a duty, you know.
Well, it's also just all the pressures of other people, you know, all the human
attention.
Yeah, but also all the human demands on them,
yeah.
You know, like very personal.
Right, that's exactly
kind of demands, not just
it's a heavy, heavy pressure.
Mm-hmm.
How are
you? Well, getting rested.
That's exactly what we're going to try to do. Insist that take the time and try to take as much off as we can. We've tried in the past too, and it's just hard to keep it down. I mean, he just responds to whatever need.
Well, look, I'm still working away on this thing, and I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Will you be around tomorrow, or what?
I still don't know. I want to call you back later on and let you know.
Okay.
Tent's sitting right now. I've been running around all day, and I haven't had a chance to... to read the article. I wanted to read that article. I haven't been able to see that yet. But where will you be? At home?
Yeah, I'm going to leave about 6:30 and come back about 9:30.
Okay.
And other than that, I'll be here.
Okay. I'll give you a call later on then.
Okay. And you can call me in the morning, and I'll just be here until this article's done.
Okay.
Except for that.
Good. Okay, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Steve?
Yeah.
Mike Crooks.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
All right. How's Jim?
Off the record?
Well, I guess, yeah, all right.
He's in a state of physical exhaustion.
I figured that. I talked to him on the phone the other day. It sounded absolutely awful.
Yeah. I don't think there's anything beyond that. But, it's, I've caught up with him.
It's inevitable. You're going to go to Yana?
Pardon?
You're going to go to Yana?
I don't know, Steve.
Where is he?
He's, here right now.
What's he doing? Working as usual.
He's reading.
Oh.
He's catching up on.
Well, that's an improvement.
Yeah, he's considering going to L.A. and they're trying to keep him here. So, I don't know. We're trying to, there's a good suggestion. I hope you convince him to go to Guyana, because it's good for him.
Well, we had a talk the other day and I got the distinct impression that he was going to go.
Well, I don't think it's definite. I don't think it's definite.
Well, I know better than to think, you know, for sure that it is.
Yeah.
But he was much too nice about it. I should have known. He was much too nice about it. I should have known.
Yeah. I don't know. I just...
Well, I don't know what more can you do, you know. I mean, the message is loud and clear. And you either do it or you don't.
Yeah, right. I hope it didn't take a more serious signal.
Jesus, how much more serious can you get?
You can get more serious, I imagine.
Well, I think you can, but I mean...
He's still debating, you know, he's waiting for... So he feels, you know, stronger, and then he's wanted to go down to L.A., but,
Once in L.A., the other tribe took
off. Yeah. So, but I think, I think we can keep him here at least for a while. He's got to get, you know, several days. I think. Doctors have said, you know, they're warned about this. And that's why I, you know, called you that time. Hoping maybe you'd have some effect.
Well, I talked to him Monday. He sounded absolutely awful.
Yeah.
Unbelievably beat up and worn out. And I did my number as much as I on the phone at least. And I was led to believe he was going to go to Vienna.
It's a matter, I think, of convincing him that the situation is as serious as it really is. I don't know that he has come to terms with that. Because, you know, he's had exhaustion spells before and pulled through, or seemingly pulled through. But who knows what's going on inside his body, you know. I'm not a doctor, but just... They say no one can exist on 2 hours sleep a night.
Yeah, you can't push yourself like that and not pay a price for it. It's impossible.
Yeah.
No matter who you are, I mean, we don't walk on water. Well, he'd be the first person to tell you. We don't do that anymore. I mean, that went out 2,000 years ago. But I don't know. I was both, frightened and not terrifically what happened to the house in the Guardian.
Yeah, it frightened me, although I, too, was not surprised.
Well, I told him on the phone Monday, he did two things. One, get off the fucking housing authority, I think, just put it exactly that way. Mm-hmm. And second, go to Vienna, which is the best you can hope for with him, I mean.
Yeah. Did you suggest that, just like take a vacation over there?
Yeah, go for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best you can hope for with him. You never get him to take a cruise to the Caribbean or anything like that. I mean, you know, I mean, the best you could possibly hope for,
right,
is to go to the mission. And he agreed with me all right down the line, you know, but of course, you know, he's a very stubborn man. He agrees with you, but then, well, I understand him the same way.
See, it's not just the amount of rest he gets. It's also the tension that he's under, the pressures, and the humid element. And
which is why it's important to get away.
Yeah, right, exactly.
As it puts them in perspective.
So, but you know, I have long talks with him about it. He doesn't like to hear it because he knows where I'm at. I've used every approach.